This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I've gotten on this gentleman's email list, and it's really good because the stuff he writes is top-notch. And joining me once again is Dr. John Locke. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to talk to you again.
Likewise. Let's talk about your article from Real Clear Politics, where we're talking about the Democrats with all of the things they say they're going to do. And let me ask you a question, and I don't know if you've ever written anything about this, but when Barack Obama was elected, for the first 2 years, he had everything. He had the Senate, he had the House, he had himself. And all they really managed to push through, and I guess this was the big deal for them, was Obamacare. Do you think the fact that they flipped Congress, you know, they basically made Congress go the other way right after that, and that was the last thing that he was able to do with that kind of impunity, do you think the Democrats have learned from that? Because it sort of seems like their platform, based upon what you've written, is sort of, it's like having the somebody come into the pilot's cockpit and say, don't worry, I'm going to fly it straight into the ground. And everybody, oh, great, here we go.
Yeah, I don't think it's comparable to what's being talked about now. I mean, for a few months during Obama's first 2 years, they had a filibuster-proof Senate. It wasn't over the whole time, because you may remember the Minnesota Senate seat wasn't called for quite some time. And then Ted Kennedy died, and he was replaced by a Republican, Scott Brown. So there was there's literally only a few months, I don't know, maybe 4 months or so, between when the Democrats took the Senate seat in Minnesota and when Ted Kennedy died, that they had a 60 seats in the Senate, which gave them enough to overcome the filibuster. And they spent a lot of that time, that 4 months or so, trying to get through Obamacare. But even that, they weren't able to get through all of that in that time. The problem is now Democrats are talking about getting rid of the filibuster altogether. So it's no longer going to need 60 votes to get things through on a purely partisan basis. I mean, I don't think people, I mean, filibuster may sound like an arcane rule to lots of people, but it's really pretty central to how Congress operates. You know, the House literally passes 100 or so bills each term that go no place in the Senate because the House can simply pass things on purely partisan votes. In the Senate, since no party has close to 60 seats, let alone 60 seats, they have to have some bipartisan support to get things through. And whether it's Biden or Kamala Harris or Chuck Schumer, they've been talking about for months now, given that they think that they'll be able to get control of the House and possibly the Senate as well as the presidency. They've been talking about getting rid of the filibuster, and that would really grease the skids to get all sorts of things through and get them through very quickly. You know, on the gun issue, they're talking about making it so that people can sue the gun makers and gun sellers whenever a gun's used improperly, whether it's an accident or a suicide or in a crime. I mean, could you imagine if with cars, there's 4.5 million people a year who are injured in car accidents. Should all those people sue the car companies as well as the people who sell the cars for lost wages, for hospital costs, for pain and suffering whenever anything goes wrong, even though it has nothing to do with the car being made poorly? You know, somebody could have driven the car too fast or done other types of things. Why should the car companies be liable for that? Could one imagine how that would put car companies out of business and maybe the ones that might survive, how expensive their cars would be? Or how about if cars are used in the commission of a crime, either driving to the crime scene or away? Should the car companies and the car sellers be liable for any harm that happened in those crimes? That's the type of change that they're talking about for guns. And they have the support among the Democrats for that, and that's all they'll need. I mean, right now they can't do that type of thing because even if the Democrats had the majority in the Senate, they'd have to pull in some Republicans to be able to go and pass that, and there are not any Republicans that would support something like that. So it's really, you know, you take something like in the last few days since Ginsburg died, they've gone into overdrive talking about packing the Supreme Court, getting rid of the filibuster to go and do that. They can't do that now. No party can do that now because, you know, if you have a Republican president, Democrats aren't going to sign off on adding additional justices to the Supreme Court. If you have a Democratic president, Republicans aren't going to sign off on that. But if you have a Democrat president, a Democrat Congress, and you don't have the filibuster there in the Senate in order to require bipartisan support, you know, they can pass that. And so now that they're threatening to do that, it's something that you need to take seriously. And people say, well, you know, why would they get rid of the filibuster? Just under Harry Reid, they got rid of the filibuster on lower court judges as well as political appointments. And they've been openly talking about doing this again and getting rid of the filibuster for everything now.
I've often made that comparison as far as cars with the gun thing, with the removing protections about that. Do you think they would actually use that given over time with that? I mean, guns are like the low-hanging fruit, or at least the Democrats think so, right? And
well, I mean,
you think they would go in that direction?
Trial lawyers are an important constituency for Democrats.
Right.
And, you know, this would create all sorts of business opportunities for the trial lawyers. Look, I don't know. I can't predict. I think it's likely that the reason why they went after the car, after the gun makers to begin with is that they were relatively easy targets. It's a much, much, much smaller industry that's there. But, you know, the reason for mentioning the cars is just to give people an idea of what's being talked about and how absurd it is. Nobody, you know, if you're talking about a product liability suit, that's one thing. If somebody made a car so that, you know, the steering failed on you and that caused you to get into an accident, or the brakes failed and so you crashed into the car in front of you, that would be one thing. But if the steering operates perfectly, and somebody's going around a corner too quickly, or if, you know, the brakes operate quickly, but people playing around on their cell phone and crash into the car in front of them, why should the car companies be liable for things like that?
Let me get you to hang on for me, and real quick before we go, how do they find your website, please, sir?
Our website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and they can sign up for our email blast that we send out once every 2 weeks to get our research.
And the latest book?
And the latest book is Gun Control Myths. And that's available at Amazon and online at Barnes & Noble.
Get on the email blast, everybody. The email blast is worth the 5 seconds it takes to sign up for it. We'll be right back. We're speaking with Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Dr. John Lott from the crime prevention research organization. And you wrote an article in Newsweek, which it amazes me that you write in Newsweek. Do they ever edit your articles at Newsweek to the degree that you don't recognize them? They pretty much let them just run?
Newsweek hasn't been bad, but, you know, I try the best I can to get articles in places that kind of reach out outside the conservative bubble that's
right
there, outside of
the type
of people. I mean, for your show, I'm sure virtually everybody who listens to it agrees with you, but it's important to try to educate people outside that bubble there.
I totally agree. The whole thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for some reason, everybody seems to think that her dying wish on her deathbed is the binding thing, but that's never been the case, and it isn't the case here, is it?
Well, I would assume that Antonin Scalia wanted, you know, a conservative to follow him, too, you know, but that's not the way it works. The president and the Senate are the ones who decide who's going to be serving on the court. And look, if she wanted to have a Democrat replace her, a liberal Democrat, she could have resigned back in 2014 when she was 81 years old. Instead, she waited. And this is the cost that she faces for waiting. I mean, at 81, she'd have been on the court for decades. You know, she had had the influence that she wanted to have, but she decided it was more important for her to take the risk. Because back in 2014, Obama was president, the Democrats controlled the Senate, and she could have been assured that somebody just like her or very similar to her would have been able to replace her. But that's not the way she went on it, and that's her choice.
Has it always been the case that when you have two parties, one running the Senate, one running the presidency, that, you know, the Senate is going to make that decision and say, well, you know, maybe we'll work with you, maybe we won't. And then they say, in the case of like Merrick Garland, who they never held a vote on him. And
it's actually relatively common what happened with Merrick Garland. You know, first of all, you've had 31 Supreme Court nominations that were made during a president's last year in office. Some of them even during the lame duck period. There used to be, up until the 1930s, the president didn't assume office until March. And so you could have somebody who could die in January. You know, it's after the November election. The president's only going to be in office for a few more months. But you could have Supreme Court justice die and have him replaced by the president that was almost out of office. You mentioned the Merrick Garland case. There's actually been a total of 7 other cases besides his case where during a president's last year in office, the president and the Senate were controlled by different parties, and a president would nominate somebody, and the Senate would simply say, we're not going to vote on him. So it's actually been fairly common. You've had 144 nominations for the Supreme Court in our history, and 7 of those or 8, including Merrick Garland, involved cases where the Senate just decided, look, we're just not going to vote on the person.
I'm curious about this as far as some of this stuff goes. They refer to this as the Biden rule, which I think was at 92 when he got out there and made the suggestion that we wouldn't do this because a new president. Prior to that, had that ever actually been articulated by somebody in the Senate?
No. In fact, as I just said, they had many cases, 31 cases, where a president nominated somebody in their last year in office.
Right.
Sometimes even after the election occurred, often beforehand. Most of those got confirmed, but not all of them. And basically what determined whether or not they got confirmed or not was whether the same party controlled the Senate and the presidency. But yeah, there were some cases where the president, even though his party didn't control the Senate, still got people through. Just kind of depended upon the mood of the Senate that was there.
Right.
But, you know, it hadn't been articulated up until Biden made the comment, and he was basically warning Bush that if George H.W. Bush, that if an opening were to occur on the Supreme Court, then they weren't going to approve him, and that was what the Biden rule was.
When Merrick Garland did not get a vote, I do not remember. I remember, you know, a little bit of talk about it, but it sort of seemed like it wasn't as big a deal as what is looming now over Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing. Did the Democrats go sort of crazy with that one?
Well, they've been upset for a while about the Merrick Garland thing. They've said that it was unfair that he wasn't confirmed. But as I say, this is something that hasn't been uncommon. It's happened multiple times in the past. You know, there's seven other cases that are exactly identical to what happened with Merrick Garland. And, having these types of confirmation battles near a presidential election, even when the president's not running for reelection himself, means more likely that you'll be successful in getting somebody through when it's just the end of the president's first term rather than the end of a second term. But you could take somebody like Lyndon Johnson, for example, in the middle of July 1968, a lot of Democrats, including Earl Warren, who was the Chief Justice for the Supreme Court, were concerned that Nixon might win the presidency that year.
Yeah.
And so in the middle of July of the election year, 1968, Earl Warren resigned as Chief Justice because the Democrats controlled not only the presidency, but they had a solid control of the Senate. They had 64-36 majority in the Senate.
Did a defensive move. Let me get you to hang on right there. We'll finish this on the other side, and then we're going to move on to Judge Barrett. Our guest is John Lott. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a campaign stop in Doral, Florida, courting Latino voters.
We achieved the lowest Hispanic American unemployment rate in the history of our country. 6 months ago. We're building it up again. You know, make America great again. We say now, make America great again.
President Trump also holding a rally in Virginia on Friday. Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the first woman and the first Jewish person to lie in state at the Capitol. Rabbi Lauren Holzenblatt describes a conversation Ginsburg once had with Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman appointed to the Supreme Court.
Because the route was not open to us, we had to find another way and both end up on the United States Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump will announce his pick to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. The president is expected to nominate a conservative woman to replace Ginsburg, who was a liberal lion. Democrats believe the Supreme Court vacancy should not be filled until after the November 3rd election. Republican Senator from Colorado Cory Gardner, though, tells Fox News,
"Well, only Democrats seem to think on the far left that filling a constitutional role is an illegitimate function of the United States Senate. Look, I don't think any time you place a justice on the Supreme Court who is going to uphold the law, who's going to follow the Constitution, that is a good thing for the country. That's what we need."
Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul is in the hospital. Paul was in the middle of his YouTube broadcast when he became ill. Paul's speech began to slur and the feed was cut short. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Dr. John Lott, and I had to interrupt you while you were explaining something. Do you want to finish that thought?
Well, you know, just going through the confirmation for during Lyndon Johnson's term.
And yes, sir.
You basically had it go on into October. The only reason why it ended there was because many Democrats, even though Johnson was a Democrat, and even though Abe Fortas, who he wanted to have replace Earl Warren as Chief Justice, was a Democrat, you had a number of Southern Democrats who thought that the Earl Warren court had just gone crazy. And they were worried about having Abe Fortas there, and so they filibustered. He had a bipartisan filibuster there that kept Johnson from putting two people on the court.
Wow. So let's shift then, because for some reason, everybody seems to think that the president's choice is going to be Seventh Circuit Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And I guess you also mentioned some of the other likely nominees, Barbara Lagoa and Alison Jones Rushing. Of these, all of them, are they all pretty strong on the Second Amendment? Is one more strong than the other? What are you thinking?
Well, you don't really know. The only one who's come out and actually written a decision that's relevant is Amy Barrett. The other two are likely to be also good on the issue, but you have no idea for sure. They haven't been tested. The thing is, one thing that is clear is that Amy Barrett is very smart. Even liberals who dislike her concede that she has, quote, a top-notch legal mind, unquote. And I think that's what scares them more than anything else. So I have a book out on judicial confirmations based on a lot of my academic work called Dumbing Down the Courts. Basically explains that the toughest confirmation battles that you have for judges involves the smartest nominees. You know, the way to think about this is if any people in your audience are lawyers, they would understand that they're very unlikely to serve on a jury. And there's a simple reason for that. And that is if you have the lawyers on either side of the case think that the lawyer who they're thinking about putting on the jury might be even slightly against them, they're going to strike that person from the jury pool. And the reason is because he is going to be they're going to be very influential. The other jurors on the jury will defer to the lawyer, and it's more than one vote. So they'd rather strike somebody who they think might be against them a little bit, the lawyer, than striking somebody who they're more certain is against them but is not as articulate. You also would have a hard time being on a jury. And the reason is because as a radio talk show host, as soon as the lawyers on either side of the case hear that you're a radio talk show host, their ears are going to perk up because they know that you're going to be a fairly articulate person and you're going to be able to go and maybe sway other people on the jury there. And same thing's true with college professors and some other things. But when you're talking about judges, it's the same type of question, the same type of process. For circuit court judges, your political opponents are going to care about somebody who's going to be able to persuade other people on the panel or the Supreme Court. And it's not just whether in oral discussions they can go and sway other members of their panel. It's also that they may write decisions that will be influential and sway the arguments for others. So if you read Amy Barrett's writings as a judge, you can understand that they would be very concerned. She has this one dissent in a Cantor case, Cantor v. Barr out of Wisconsin, that involves the Second Amendment. And what makes her arguments there particularly powerful is she essentially just takes the liberal arguments and explains how they're not being very consistent on this. Her argument isn't so much a Second Amendment argument, but just constitutional rights and saying, look, if you're going to take away somebody's constitutional rights, you may be able to have a good argument for it, but you have to provide some evidence that what you're proposing it actually matters, actually works. In this particular case, this Cantor guy had engaged in mail fraud, no type of violent crime, but it was a felony, and he was concerned that he was banned for life from being able to go and use a gun for self-defense. And what Barrett essentially said is, look, you have lots of felonies that have nothing to do with the violence. Examples like in Michigan, the state of Michigan, if somebody goes and turns in bottles from another state and collects the deposit fee on those bottles, even though they weren't originally sold in Michigan, that's a felony. Well, do you really think just because somebody committed that crime that makes them a violent danger to other people? She said, look, if the government provides some evidence that these types of cases, actually shed some light on whether somebody's a danger to others and that therefore we ought to consider making it so they don't have access to weapons, that would be one thing. But the government, neither the state of Wisconsin nor the federal government, provided any evidence at all on this. And she's saying, look, this is a dangerous precedent. If you're going to go and take away people's constitutional rights just because you're going to say you're concerned about something, without providing any evidence, that's a bridge too far. And I think for people who are concerned about individual rights generally that are guaranteed by the Constitution, I know that may be something that Democrats have a very different view on. You know, her types of arguments I thought were very powerful, and I thought, you know, would put Democratic justices in a bind. But, you know, you look at the Second Amendment generally, the Democrats who are on the Supreme Court are very clear on that, that they don't believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, that they would overturn the Heller and McDonald decisions if they were given the chance to do so. And just very recently, just this month, Joe Biden was making a statement saying that if he was a justice, he would vote to overturn the Heller-McDonald decisions, and that he would appoint people to the Supreme Court who would go and do that. So the Heller-McDonald decisions, you know, people, I don't think they realize.
Let's talk about that, because I want to talk about your town hall article as well. Before we go to break, how can everybody find you?
Well, our website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. And my latest book, Gun Control Myths, is available on Amazon as well as on Barnes & Noble.
You think that's your best book, don't you?
I think it's a very good book. I wrote it. I think it's particularly relevant right now because it tries to go through the different arguments that are being brought up right now in this election.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Dr. John Lott, and Dr. Lott writes all over the place, but one of the sites that I go to on a regular basis that his stuff pops up on is townhall.com, and you just had a piece go up on townhall.com because, the Democrats. And I really would like to know how you think this is going to play in a election season. The Democrats are out there, and while we've got the backdrop of all of this violence going on in various blue cities, they're threatening to end the filibuster and pack the Supreme Court.
Right. Well, I mean, I think if people understand what ending the filibuster means in terms of implications, I would think it would scare a lot of moderates. Up until now, you've had to have bipartisan support in order to go and get things through. And this will radically change. And the Senate has operated differently than the House. The House has passed literally 100 or more different types of bills every term that go no place because you can have a strict party line vote in the House. But things won't go through the Senate unless you have at least some bipartisan support. So you can go through and look at all the different types of bills that Biden and the Democratic National Platform are proposing. And I would hope that a lot of people would view those as very radical. I mean, giving citizenship to 22 million illegal plus aliens, banning any type of voter ID requirements, giving statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico, kind of forcing states to move to this universal mail-in ballots. I think a lot of those things would fundamentally change the electoral system that we have in this country. You talk about things like the Second Amendment. Well, it's not that hard for Democrats to change that or get rid of that. If they appoint judges to the courts, if they go and pack the Supreme Court so that, they add, let's say, four more justices onto the Supreme Court, as they're talking about doing, all they have to do is reinterpret it. So you have Democrats currently on the court who say there is no individual right to self-defense, that the Second Amendment only guarantees that the government has the right to own guns. that it's possible, indeed quite practical, for the government to completely ban gun ownership, which is really all the Heller and McDonald decisions did. They said the government does not have the power to completely ban guns or to completely ban an entire category of guns, like all handguns, like Chicago and Washington, D.C. had done, or let's say all rifles. But they, if they just reinterpret it, you don't need to pass a new constitutional amendment. They just reinterpret these things the way they want. And, you don't need to take my word for it. Just listen to the comments that Biden was saying just a little bit earlier this month. And go and read the dissent that the Democrats on the Supreme Court had with the McDonald decision. They made it very clear that if they had a chance, they would overturn both the Heller and McDonald decisions. So, I mean, a lot's at stake. And, people talk about all the judges that Trump's been able to put on the courts. He's put on 53 circuit court judges, and that's a lot. But he's only been able to bring the courts back into rough balance. Democrats stole control of the circuit courts for 24 states, as well as the District of Columbia, which is considered by far the second most important court after the Supreme Court. They could easily increase the number of judges on the courts and make it so that they have a majority for all the states. And they could go and radically change the interpretation you have for all sorts of laws in all those places.
Let me ask you a question. If they were to pack the Supreme Court and do away with the filibuster, would that sort of lead to a one-party rule sort of thing as far as you're concerned, and with the mail-in ballots and all the other stuff that they're advocating for right now?
Yeah, I think that's their plan. I mean, you have to ask yourself, if they want to go and give citizenship, if that's the first bill that Biden says that he will propose when he's president, there's a reason why they want to do that. I think most of those people who are illegal aliens right now will vote for Democrats. If they want to go and get rid of voter IDs of all types, what do you think that's going to do to the quality of the voting system that we have? They want to be able to go and have ballot harvesting across the country.
How many states is it actually legal to ballot harvest right now? Is it two?
I think it's two. I know California and Nevada. Nevada
right.
just passed the law. It's a state where the Democrats control the state legislature as well as the governorship. But, I mean, you've had other, Virginia this year got rid of voter ID requirements. You're no longer required to show a voter ID when you go and vote in Virginia. This is something that's mainstream within the Democratic Party. And,
yeah.
I think you're going to have real problems.
Well, I myself, as I'm looking at things right now, I don't know exactly how Joe Biden thinks it's a smoking hot idea to campaign from his basement.
He gets away with it in large part because they have really, truly massive amounts of campaign ads. I don't think most people even perceive of him as being in his basement because, you look at Florida, I think the Trump people have had something like $8 million in ads during August and September. The Biden people have had, something like $24 million in ads. And then you have Michael Bloomberg, who's spending at least $100 million on advertising there for Biden. And, as well as spending other amounts of money down there on things like paying for felons to be able to vote.
Yeah, but he's getting in trouble for that to a degree, right? I mean, I've seen Gates
see
and some
happens.
Other people. Yeah,
And even if he does get in trouble, it's something that he's going to get in trouble for after the election.
Right.
So, by then the damage will be done.
Do you think, I'm not going to ask you. You deal in too many facts. I would like to see one day, and when people talk about money in politics, they're talking, to me, they're talking about two things. They're talking about paying staffs and advertising. And I would love it to see if you actually did a breakdown when you do like a little forensic examination as to all the money these guys spend on these ads, what they actually get out of it, and how effective it is. Because, I mean, Hillary spent over, what, $1.3 billion to Trump's $400 million that he spent, and he still won. And I don't know how effective that messaging is.
Well, I mean, sure, campaigns can make mistakes, but there's a reason why they spend the money.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they go out and spend the time. I mean, they could do something else with their time rather than raising more money if they didn't think that that paid off. And I think, on average, it does make a difference in races. And, look, I have no problem with people spending money on campaigns. My point was simply to answer your question about whether him campaigning from the basement makes a difference. And I think the fact that I don't think that most people perceive of him, campaigning from the basement because they see all these ads on
Dr.
television.
Locke, hang on for me. We're about to run out of time. One more time, if you would, please put out where you are, please.
Our website's at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. And my latest book is Gun Control Myths. I'm really proud of it, and they can get that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Oh, sure, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our communities safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag WhyICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.